This is the Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Women's Leadership Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Tricia Swift. Tricia, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Yes, well, thank you. I'm very excited to share some of my thoughts today and what it means to be a woman in leadership. You know, professionally, I do a lot of different things, but when I boil it down, I just tell folks I'm a professional problem solver. So my background is in nursing and quality, and I've spent the last 19 years in the provider space of the healthcare industry, mostly assisting organizations to transition from volume to value-based care models as a management consultant. I'm a doctor of nursing practice. I have specialties in healthcare strategy, patient safety, and how to apply healthcare technologies. And lastly, I enjoy helping organizations transform their culture and operations into being a highly reliable, consumer-centric organization that's focused on quality.
And thank you. So, Tricia, what's the most interesting things that you see today? Tell us two or three of the most interesting things you see today.
Well, you know, in healthcare, it's a very exciting time. Everyone's wanting to transform and make a transition into helping consumers be healthy, focus on wellness, looking at emotional health, spiritual health, and mental health. And I find those things very interesting because it's really flipping the pyramid that we've grown up to understand regarding how healthcare is structured, how it's paid, and what we should be focusing on. And so for me, being a holistic healthcare leader, that's exciting. It's fulfilling. I think it's going to secure a lot of new career opportunities into the future. And I'm excited to be along for the journey.
And would you say, is what you do, trying to help providers transform, is that stressful? Is it gratifying? How do you sort of view that?
That's an interesting question. So I don't describe my role as working on healthcare transformation as being stressful, but what I'll say is it could be to others. So I think, you know, what I do has to be a calling. I think there's a great deal of responsibility placed on the shoulders of those who are in leadership positions that are responsible for designing a healthcare system that works, because it's not working today. You know, consumers are having to pay way too much for healthcare and services that aren't actually providing value or improving their outcomes. And so what I'll say is the work involved in redefining and designing what that looks like, and placing investment in different places such as preventative care, social determinants, and wellness activities, if it's not something that you're called to do, I think it could be stressful. But if it is something that you're passionate about like I am, then the work actually becomes a source of motivation because it's a means to an end.
Thank you. And what is going right in healthcare right now? What do you see going positively or dramatically right? What's a good news thing in healthcare?
Lots of good, exciting stuff. So technology is a positive force of disruption in healthcare. There's so much that we can do with technology to advance the system. Artificial intelligence, machine learning, clinical decision support, the role of digital health and wearables, the use of big data, all of these things are taking healthcare in the right direction. Now, of course, there's considerations to be had regarding how those technologies are applied, what the governance around it looks like, and factoring in ethical considerations for data use and application. All of that is still there. But the fact that we have these technologies that truly push the envelope in a way and in a direction it hasn't been pushed in before, it is opening up doors of opportunity, and it's really modernizing an industry that is in dire need of refreshing its face.
Tricia, terrific. You're involved now in this whole movement from volume to value. You're doing a ton of different consulting with all kinds of male and female leaders. Let me ask you this question. We try and focus on some advice for women's leadership. Any specific advice for women leaders?
Yes, thank you for this question. I think it's a really important topic to discuss and try to understand more deeply. And I could talk a long time about this one very topic, but I'll just bring forward a couple concepts that I've been reading about and exploring as of late regarding this idea of having consciousness in leadership and then striking the balance between masculine and feminine leadership qualities. So I think the consciousness kind of speaks to a raised awareness regarding what we've been conditioned to view as favorable leadership qualities. And those qualities tend to be more on the masculine side of things, such as, you know, individualism or hierarchical power structures, like the king of the jungle type belief. And these beliefs, because they're associated with being strong leaders, it's resulted in a devalued view of feminine leadership qualities. And those are typically associated with empathy and restoration and nurturing. So for me, having an awareness that a well-rounded leader, whether male or female, needs to possess both masculine and leadership qualities, despite having an affinity for one or the other. So my advice for women leaders specifically is to start working on having your masculine qualities more pronounced. And because this is the way the industry might perceive fitness for what leadership looks like. However, with that, I'll throw this caveat that because women leaders are by default more comfortable exercising their feminine qualities, there's a way to do this in balance. So, for example, I have found success in seeking power with people rather than seeking power over people. So the traditional carrot and stick approach that's so commonplace in corporate leadership structures oftentimes have women being less successful at deploying that type of model because it uses external motivators to make progress. And frankly, that's not always in the wheelhouse of women leaders. So women can still drive the organization forward at a good tick, a good pace that carrot and sticks are supposed to do, but they might have to use a different driving force that's more conscious-based and seeks to sustain and nurture in order to get the job done.
Well, thank you very much. And quite frankly, there's more and more studies that show that women-owned entrepreneurial companies are as or more successful than male-owned entrepreneurial companies. So obviously, both sets of qualities work, and that mixing of qualities, as you sort of put it, seems like the great recipe forward. Another question for you, Tricia. Is there a woman leader that you particularly admire? Is there someone that you look up to, and why? And why would that person be a good role model, and so forth? Any thoughts on that question?
Sure. You know, I would be remiss if I didn't first and foremost, you know, bring my own mother into this conversation. I mean, she's the woman I admire most in this world, who has cultivated me into being a confident woman and who really taught me this notion that when life's failures knock you down, don't stay down there too long. Get up and try again. The epitome of strength and encouragement that continues to fill me even to this day. But Michelle Obama is a woman leader I particularly admire. You know, what I like about her is I feel like she really knows herself and she stands true to what she believes in. You know, she showed the world what it looks like to stand in the face of critics and haters, so to say, but did so with perseverance and grace and class. And in particular, her work with childhood obesity is a prime example of this. You know, she received a lot of negative feedback on this program, mainly because it required such huge, sweeping infrastructure changes that were just not easy to make. She took on major players in the industry with, you know, soda, sugar, candy companies. And this was all in an effort to improve the health and prosperity of our children. And we still have a ways to go on this topic. But the takeaway from her and why I admire her so much is that she showed the world what's possible to try to make a difference despite having critics on a daily basis. And move that needle just slightly helps pave the road for others to continue your cause.
Well, thank you. And two great role models, I take it, both your mother and Michelle Obama. Another question for you, Tricia, is how do you keep yourself motivated? I think all of us struggle with this over the course of a long career. How do you keep yourself excited and motivated day in, day out, and so forth?
Yeah, you know, my tactics for that have shifted. And I think where I'm at today is I have to be really good at setting boundaries for myself, and I have to make myself a priority and really exercise self-care. So I'm lucky that I have a role at Z-Omega that aligns my job, my work, with my life's passion. And so I have to do whatever I need to do to protect what I have and have learned to set boundaries. So, you know, I invest in myself through education, wellness, exercise, vacations, et cetera, because I have to refuel myself so I don't lose that spark that's in my belly for healthcare transformation. And if I can continue to make a difference in the world, no matter what scale that may be, I'll always be motivated. But I also recognize that if I'm depleted physically, emotionally, and spiritually, my contributions to that cause will fall flat. So taking care of Tricia as a whole person is how I keep my motivation levels most energized.
Well, I think that's fantastic. And I think more and more of us, particularly as people grow and develop, they learn that self-care is a platform for everything else. And they can't do other things without at least making sure that they take care of themselves and maintain that fuel in the tank, that fire in the belly. So, Tricia, just a great pleasure visiting with you today. Some great thoughts. If people want to reach you, how do they get in touch with Tricia Swift?
Well, I have a pretty active LinkedIn profile, so that's a great place to reach out to me. My email address is very easy, tswift@zomega.com, and I would welcome anyone to reach out and connect.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.